Nearly 1 million people have died from COVID in the United States. And despite those deaths and all the science on vaccine safety and effectiveness, there are still people questioning vaccines and even the existence of the virus. A lot of misinformation is spread on Facebook, but on another website, Reddit, moderators are calling out that misinformation. Those screenshot social media accounts often tell the firsthand stories of people who resist vaccination or restrictions, become hospitalized, and die from COVID. There is a grim award they receive from the online community named after the former presidential candidate Herman Cain, who died of COVID-19 just a few weeks after making comments in 2020 that questioned the true danger of the virus.
But all you're going to hear from the media is how many new cases, how many people died worldwide, when in fact the virus is being contained here in the United States of America.
WBUR's podcast Endless Thread looked into this Reddit community, the award, and a man who was recently nominated after getting very sick. Endless Thread producer Quincy Walters, co-hosts Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson take it from here. And there is language that some might find offensive in this story.
For the last month or so, our producer Quincy Walters has been diving back into the history of Herman Cain and his death because of this odd internet award and an online community based on the award, a community that gets between 4 and 6 million views a month on Reddit.
Recently, I came across this subreddit community named Herman Cain Award, and I started lurking there.
Yeah, I feel like a few of us have been lurking there. But how would you describe it, Quincy?
I guess you could say it takes the real life and real death experience of Herman Cain and looks for other examples among all kinds of people who are skeptical of COVID or COVID restrictions or whatever, and then subsequently die of COVID. It's pretty morbid.
It's basically photo slideshows showing people's Facebook posts where they make fun of COVID or say it's a hoax or whatever using memes. And then they start posting about getting sick.
And then posting about going into the hospital. And then sometimes you see other people posting on their behalf saying, thank you for the prayers for so-and-so. And then those other people announcing that the person has died.
Right. And as I started digging into this, I found a post for a Herman Cain Award nominee that got 1.7 million views, over 6,000 upvotes, and 2,500 shares. That nominee was Glenn.
My name is Glenn Hodge. I am in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I was in U.S. Army infantry under Reagan, if that dates me. Sorry.
When we talked to Glenn, he was still recovering from a pretty serious case of COVID. He and his wife both got sick, and Glenn did not feel that, in the Academy Awards parlance, it was just an honor to be nominated.
No, he was pissed. But as we learned, Glenn and some of the people spending a lot of time on the Herman Cain Awards subreddit actually have some interesting things in common. They almost had enough in common that we had an idea. Maybe a terrible idea, maybe a great idea. Time to find out.
We're not just these bunch of jerks who are like, oh, ha, ha, ha. We're humans. We have a lot of empathy and sympathy.
So as you may have already gleaned, Glenn Hodge is not an expert internet user or Redditor, which is why on March 10th, he wasn't sure at first what was happening to his Facebook page. Or maybe he could see what was happening. His page was blowing up with critical posts and comment replies. But why?
Well, what went through my mind was I have like 300 friends. Don't ask me why I have even that. I don't know more than 50 of them. But, you know, I was like, why are you guys even, you know, I'm not a target. I was just confused by it.
Hammy would not have been confused.
It was originally only for public figures, and now we're really in the territory of being dominated by Facebook accounts.
Hammy, her nickname, not her real name, is a volunteer moderator of the Herman Cain Awards subreddit, who joined right as the community was exploding last August, when most Americans had access to the vaccine, but many were choosing not to get vaccinated. She's watched and participated as the community has gone from taking public figures to task to getting into the trenches of what could be described as an information war.
So our underlying philosophy is that the people who are creating the posts on Facebook are actively trying to influence others. So we obviously understand that there are people who hold anti-mask, anti-vaccine, anti-mandate personal opinions. That is not who we are putting on the sub. So the people that are on the sub are posting content that is intended to influence others. They have set their profile on purpose or an accident to public.
Glenn might fall into the category of having his Facebook profile set to public by accident. It's not anymore, ever since the deluge of comments from randos. But he also might fall into the influencer bucket for the Herman Cain Award people, because normally he's no shrinking violet.
I'm pretty vocal. I have been diminishing our government's response to this pandemic and to this disease. So that's basically been my post, complaining and making fun of government officials. Democrat, Republican, if you were on the wrong side of this, from my perspective, you were not spared.
So I'm looking at, there's a meme that you shared of Dory from Finding Nemo.
Yes,
says,
Glenn's general critiques about the government response to COVID, not the seriousness of the disease, he will point out, mostly came in meme form, which put him in the crosshairs of people like Hammy, who nominate people for their public posts.
A lot of the people that I've put up, sometimes it's 100% of their content. It's 80% of their content. It's 50% of their content.
The subreddit, which Glenn had never been to before a few weeks ago, is full of Herman Cain Awards and nominations.
So we do have two different categories. We have a nomination and we have an awardee. So in order to get the award, the person has to die. The nominations are the person has to go to the hospital.
And if you, dear listener, are going, no way, no way this is real, well, you're not alone.
So sometimes we do have people that say, oh, this is all made up. It's completely fake. That is not true. So we actually have... We go out to the Facebook pages, we verify the material, we verify the death, we cross-reference any GoFundMe pages, any obituaries. So we actually have a full internal tracking system.
The nominations and awards are, of course, crowdsourced, hundreds a day. And Hammy and other moderators log on and get to work. There are rules about which posts are allowed to stay up and which get taken down, and not just when it comes to proof of death.
In our world, everybody's face has to be blacked out and covered. The names of the hospitals have to be blacked out. Individual names have to be blacked out and covered.
There are also automods, or bots, little bits of software that detect certain phrases and automatically take down posts so a human doesn't have to. But there are also pages that are much more lenient than r/Herman Cain Award. As Hammy will tell you,
Sorry Anti-Vaxxer, as well as the Herman Cain Facebook page, we are not associated with those pages, and they do tend to publicly identify folks.
But even if people aren't publicly identified, they're still easy to find. Quincy found Glenn just by Googling the exact words of his posts on Facebook, which were included in the Reddit screenshots.
It's kind of like a tricky thing, right? Like on the one hand, you're doing some work to anonymize these folks, but at the same time, it doesn't go all the way in anonymizing them.
Correct. So a couple of things. Number one, from a strictly moderating standpoint, If there are comments that are made about visiting Facebook profiles, visiting GoFundMe pages, visiting obituaries, we not only remove that comment, but we ban the user.
Hammy, by the way, did not want us to list her real name for fear of online retribution, doxing, etc. She says that any users on Reddit who post specific information about a nominee or awardee's accounts elsewhere, or advocate for brigading, swarming the user online like Glenn got swarmed, are banned and their comments are removed from Reddit.
She also argues that the other sites she mentioned, with fewer rules about personally identifying details, are more often the origin of brigading or swarming nominees or awardees. Of course, those other sites often post about people after the subreddit posts about them. So
there are a lot of things that are tricky about all of this. And the schadenfreude of watching people go through this evolution is tempting to read and to share.
That's co-hosts Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson and producer Quincy Walters of WBUR's podcast Endless Thread. You can hear what happens in the full episode. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org.